were wiped from her mobile. Scotland's former First Minister claims they hadn't been kept on her device, but some of her colleagues say they were told to get rid of them as policy. Lawyer Anwar Anwar represents members of the Scottish Bereaved Families for Justice.
Nicola Sturgeon stands accused of a betrayal of the many promises that she made, including that nothing would be off limits in the public inquiries. Her industrial deletion of WhatsApps, along with those in her inner circle, begs the question why.
A former Conservative business secretary has defended new customs checks for some EU imports, estimated to cost Britain's economy an additional £330 million annually, saying Brexit's brought huge opportunities for trade. And Andrew Leyton has been responding to concerns that certain food, drink and agricultural products need extra paperwork to pay. Shadiq is the Shadow Economic Secretary to the Treasury.
We would look at where businesses are struggling, where the economy is struggling, and go and see if we can get a better deal for our country. That's what anyone who's in charge should be doing.
Around 10 million GP appointments a year will be freed up as pharmacies in England can now treat patients for seven common conditions. More than 10,000 will be able to help people with illnesses such as shingles, earache and sinusitis. House prices have risen this month by more than economists have been expecting. Nationwide says they're up 0.7% compared with December, taking the average cost of a home to around £257,500. Owners of XL bully dogs have until midday to register them for an exemption scheme before a ban comes into force tomorrow. People in England and Wales could face a criminal record. And tracks from Taylor Swift to Billie Eilish in the weekend face being pulled from TikTok. Talks between their label Universal and the social network about renewing a license deal have broken down. That's the latest. I'm Tim Jones.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather for today. Not looking particularly brilliant out there weather-wise. It is 10 degrees, light cloud and a moderate breeze. There was some promise of some sunshine, which might come peeking through the clouds between now and 2 o'clock. But it will be cloudy and going down to about 4 degrees overnight. And there is about an 80% chance of rain early hours of the morning.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for your home.
A very good morning. How are you on this Wednesday? We're halfway through the week. I don't know why I sung like that. I am a professional singer. I don't know why I did that. I should have done it properly, but I'm not going to because I'm not in the mood. I'm just not in the mood. Not in the mood for singing. It's too early in the morning. You've got me for the next 3 hours. Thanks to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance with The Breakfast Show. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. Now, I've in the studio today, looking forward to live music from the Rebel. Looking forward to that. That's coming up a little bit later at about 11:30, and we will be chatting to them, be playing live in the studio. The question of the day is: what's your most embarrassing moment? What's your most embarrassing moment of your teenage years? So what did you do as a teenager? It could be in front of friends, family, something you did on your own. Just something you did on your own. Something that you did that was just really, really embarrassing. And it's stuck with you through your adult life. Do let me know, because we've all got those moments, haven't we? That we do things or say things or, yeah. And it sticks with you. That memory's with you. So let me know. And I will be reading them out on air. I won't give your full name, obviously. But if you want to get involved, all the W is facebook.com/eatmybrunch. You can find me at Eat My Brunch on Facebook, as I just mentioned, and on Instagram. And if you want to follow me on TikTok, it's Michelle Ward Music. But if you just type in Michelle Ward, you'll find all my socials. I've got loads of them. You can get involved with the show. Send some messages in. Do some voice notes if you would like to. Maybe you don't. But if you do want to, I always love to hear from you and finding out what you're up to today. Now, I'm going to be looking through some stories. We've got a classic track of the day coming up just after 11. And as I said, then we've got live music. The Rebel Party. Live. Love a bit of live music in the studio. Also, I think Martin from MJ Media might be here as well, because he brings lots of different bands and stuff. He's a great guy, and he normally comes in and joins in, not musically, just sort of, you know, sits there. Normally brings biscuits or something. So last time I was bitterly disappointed, and he sat there and ate three of them while George Bone was playing the keyboard. These are nice. Isn't that one for me? Well, they weren't, obviously. But then I did buy myself some vegan ones from the farm shop, and I had one and I really enjoyed it, because I don't normally like mince pies. It just seems like a long time ago now. I mean, last month when we were getting ready to go, but all acquaintance be, I was out on New Year's Eve having a lovely dinner. Very relaxed New Year's Eve. In fact, nearly missed the countdown as well. I was quite tired. I was yawning quite a bit by about 12 o'clock as well. Yeah. I've left the really, really, really chocolatey biscuits at home. I've only got two left. They are so chocolatey, they were making me feel a bit ill. So I don't have those. I'm going to try and get the hair off of my coat. You know, my coat is like a magnet for my hair falling out. It just looks like I'm wearing some sort of patchy bald spot on my back. It's literally, there's just hairs all over my coat. It's horrible. It's not good. So, yes, we've got a nice show today with some live music. And I'm going to kick off with some Christina Aguilera, I think. This is her with It Ain't, There Ain't No Man. Is that right? Yeah, sorry.
Ain't no other man, so what you do? Don't the kind of guy, the girlfriend, in the blue moon. You got soul, you got Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m. Contact Stacey or Chanel in our function room on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Phoenix FM.
Now, Big Bakery are back with a brand new track. This is them with Holly Berry. This is very hooky and this is called So Hot.
I really want you, I know you feel it. You say you want me, but do you mean it?
Up, you can't resist me. Shake you up and down, turn your world around. I'm messing with your mind all the time, every day, yeah, yeah. Ain't no secret, won't do it as he's told. I'm the big bad wolf. I got my pack inside me, behind me, around me. Catch me if you can, cause the chase is better than the win. I'm my alter ego, take a break from me so I can catch a break. But he ain't nothing but a bad boy to the bone, to the root. I'm a wanted man on the run, coming through. So catch me if you can, if you can, if you can, can. I'm about to flip, do my trick, give you the slip. And
take it down, go your mind, you like it.
Catch me if you can, if you can, if you can, can. Now you see me quick, do your thing, cause I always get away.
Mr. Archie, catch me if you can, man. I'm on another wavelength, you never understand. Way too deep, can't comprehend my plan. Bated breath, audience, palm of my hand. Got that thing that can't crawl, so far ahead that I can't call. Murder trap without sent from all the leave scene. I got no remorse, not here to joke, I ain't playing games. Pole position, tight flame, smoke and dust is UBC. Got zero chance you catching me. Superman, through the breeze, do my dirt, then I'ma have to leave. Can't you see you're not in my league? I'm here for the game and it's kind of neat.
Ha. Bad boy. I'm your bad boy, I'm your bad, 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 bad boy. Catch me if you can, if you can, if you can, can. I'm about to flip, do my trick, give you the slip and
take it down, go your mind, you like it.
Catch me if you can, if you can, if you can, can. Now you see me quick, do your thing, cause I always get away.
That is Rajiv featuring Mr. Arch. He was a guest on Tony Smith's show going back years ago now. Yeah. Wonder if he's got any new music out. I must check. I do like to find out. Sometimes I find out that people who've been on my show have got new tracks out, and then they don't tell me, and I get very upset. I'll message them and say, what's going on? What's going on? And they're like, oh, sorry, we didn't want to keep sending you songs. And I was like, how dare you? How dare you? I do. I feel like, oh. And I suppose when I get acts and they go on other radio stations, I do always like the posts and stuff because it's exciting, especially if you get to go on the BBC. Because BBC's BBC. Even when I went on the BBC, I've been there two or three times. Once was like we were doing a couple of our presenters went on there to do something. We were chatting about things, just chatting about local community radio on BBC Essex. It was actually really good. And then I went in there to do some stuff with the Condriacs as well. And yeah, it was nice. I go past there sometimes and I wave. Not that anyone can see me. I wave as I go past BBC Essex or make a gesture of waving and smiling as I go past. Nobody can see me, but I do that. I don't know why it's a habit. I go to Chelmsford quite a bit. I'm off there today, actually. I'm off there today to see my sister. So we're going to have a little wander about. I'm looking for... I'm still wearing my lilac jumper. It's 3 days in now. And I did this morning. I cut my arm. And I've got blood over my jumper. It's a lovely look for the guests when they come in. But I got this from TikTok shop. Wasn't very expensive, but it's just lovely lilac. I really like it. Anyway, you can't see it. So I want to get some lilac eyeshadow. Now, I've been looking at... I love watching makeup on TikTok and makeup tutorials. I don't wear a lot of heavy eye makeup. I find as you get older, putting on heavy eye makeup, it don't do you no favours. So I really kind of stopped. Sometimes I wear a little bit of eyeliner. But it's really difficult. You see all the young girls, and they've got this incredible cut crease and all the, you know, the... all the sort of shimmer, and it looks amazing on young skin. On older skin, it doesn't, it just makes you look a bit kind of like, it doesn't really work so well, let's put it that way. I've been using my lash growing stuff, and my eyelashes are literally, when Martin comes in later, I'm literally going to be, I'll poke one of his eyes out, my lashes are that long. Bit of mascara, I got an eyelash growth thing that I use every now and again for a couple of months, and it just, you know, in the scheme of things, just makes my eyelashes look longer. They are longer until they fall out and then start regrowing again. I've got my long lashes. And, Pat McGrath. I don't know if you know Pat McGrath. She's an amazing makeup artist. I think she's American. She does her own range of makeup as well, which is very expensive, but beautiful. Beautiful packaging. And, there is a difference between buying expensive makeup and cheap stuff with some brands it's just expensive and it's not particularly very good. Hers is a really good brand, if you've ever heard of it, and there's not many places that do it. But she's done this look. She was doing a fashion show, and it's been everywhere, where she's made the skin of these models look like it is, they look like dolls, like plastic dolls. It's like a sheen, I can't describe it. It's like they've got plastic on their face and the makeup is underneath it. It is incredible. Everybody's trying to work out how to do it. You put on a face mask over the top, or you paint some stuff on. It's stunning. If you get a chance to have a look, Pat McGrath, she is an amazing makeup artist, and she does beautiful colours. I have got some of her makeup, and sometimes I look at it. In fact, one bit I've got, which is I did buy some... where did I buy? Oh, yeah, I think I bought some powder, but I don't use it because it's so pretty. I just like the packaging. I love makeup. You know I do. Love makeup, love packaging. And love talking to makeup artists as well. You didn't know that about me, did you? You know now. You know now.
my hands before I knew. You found my deepest weakness, couldn't keep a secret that it was you.
Radio. It is the best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area.
Weather on Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM travel news.
I was trying to fool you then. Should put the glasses on. Right, let's have a look at the traffic and travel. Brook Street roundabout is absolutely fine, but you have got Sandpit Lane closed at the moment. There are diversions, just be aware. Heading down from the M25, that's Brook Street roundabout to Lakeside, it's a nice clear run, and heading up to the M11 as well on that section. A1 and 23, not too bad. A little bit busy around Wilson's Corner, but it normally is, and also busy around Shenfield Station, and that will be just through sheer weight of traffic. You've got temporary traffic signal due to water main work on Common Road at Wiggins Lane, and they've gone, have they? Yeah. Up to Chelmsford is looking absolutely fine. Don't forget the roadworks, doing the road resurfacing work on that road between junction 13 and 16. There'll be nighttime closures and a contraflow used, so just be aware if you're heading out anywhere in the evening that can happen. Other than that, it's looking pretty clear on the roads. More traffic and travel in an hour. Yeah, I've cut myself this morning. I don't know what I was doing. I sold on eBay a kitchen roll holder. You're going, what? But it was one that was kind of like a designer one. I've got it years ago and I loved it. But I didn't quite fit in with the kitchen. It was kind of, it's like a quarter kind of thing. And it was quite a rare one because it's a slightly different colour to the other ones. So I sold it for about 20 quid, which is good because it's second hand. I looked at it and I was like, I tried to use it and it just didn't blend in very well. So I had to try and wrap it up. It was an awkward shape. It looked a bit of a peculiar shape when I took it to the post office. But I must have cut my arm. I'm not sure how I did it. Right on the inside of my arm, I've sliced it. And then I looked down, there was blood everywhere. So I don't know what I've done. I must have just sliced it on, maybe on the paper. I was going to put it in a box and I couldn't. I've just wrapped it. I put a load of packing stuff around it and wrapped it. I just, you know, You give up the will, don't you, when you've got to send stuff off. That's the only thing. And then I got to the post office and I not weighed it properly. So the postage was more than they paid. I do that all the time. I'm just hopeless. Just hopeless.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I tell you what, with the post office, I am so out of touch. Leading us in to Hall & Oates with a song called Out of Touch.
Some shattered bones don't want to fight no more. There's no profit in peace, so we've got to fight some more. And all those who are in foreign lands don't want to fight no more. And all those who lost their feet or hands don't want to fight no more.
There's no profit in peace, boys. We've gotta fight some more.
Hey, we don't wanna fight no more. Hey, 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 we don't wanna fight no more. There's no profit in peace, boys. We gotta fight some more. And all of us is trying to play that part.
Into the question of the day, which is always good. What's your most embarrassing moment of your teenage years? If you can remember that far back. I think I've got quite a few. I'm trying to think of the most embarrassing. I told you about the time that I had the jeans that my mum had taken in, because back in the day you used to take jeans in, and my mum was terrible at sewing. She was a fantastic mother, and so many things she was good at, but sewing, you would literally, she said, I'll sew that for you. Literally, your blood would run cold. What she would do with that jean, she would actually sew anything up with white thread. So it didn't matter whether it was a jumper or a pair of blue jeans. The thread she would use. So what she did, she folded in the legs, and then she basically took the legs into their like skinny jeans, because I think these were a little bit flared. And it was the time when stretch and denim had sort of come in. Before that, denim was not stretch, didn't really have any give in it at all. I think they had a bit of stretch. Anyway, they were really skinny, and I was probably about a size 10. And I remember wearing, and I was walking along by the bus stop going, yeah, nah, 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 all that kind of thing. You know, when you're a teenager, you're like, yeah, okay, you laugh at anything. I was a very young teenager as well. I mean, you know, teenagers 13 today would just like, you know, look at me like I was crazy, because it was different. I was more sort of girly and a bit, you know, very naive. 13 or 14, all that, you know, yeah, anyway, that was me. And I was mucking about dancing by the bus stop with my friends, and then what I did, I mean, if I tried to do this now, I'd probably break my neck, is I squatted down and jumped back up again, you know? I used to be able to do that. Now if I squatted down, I'd probably either have some sort of form of accident or break my hip. But back in the day, I was like, yeah. And as I crouched down doing this sort of, dance move, my jeans were so tight that all the thread just went, my mum hadn't done it properly. And it just exploded. And all of the seams come undone on both my jeans. It was so embarrassing. It was terrible. And everyone was laughing at me. I still think I went out for the day. It's just I had to sort of try and unpick this stitching because the legs had gone odd then, you know, as they obviously would have done. But, yeah, that's still not the most embarrassing.
Bring it back tonight, because I called you mine. Something happens in the sky. Bring it back tonight, 'cause I caught you mine. I know every lie. I've been on this path to you. Oh, how we fall in love. Am I your person? It's time on the table.
Takeaway from Hut and Spice. All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see if we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Leonina Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 012 77 714 477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality. Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property? Looking for an answer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Clement Halford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.clementhalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years in free. Transform your home for less at SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And don't forget, we've got live music coming up at about 11:30 this morning. They're going to be my guests. We're going to be hearing lots more from them. Can't wait to have them in the studio. Love live music. And hopefully Martin from MK Media, who has introduced me to the band, will be here as well, eating biscuits for himself probably and making a noise in the background. It's always good. When I always go like this, I'm like, yay, after a band's played, I always feel that I should have more people in here. I love being in the studio as well, because it's always nice to have a bit of banter. But looking forward to that. The Rebel Party. So we'll be having a chat with them. We've got more coming up from Crofters, also from Notepad, New March, and the Mighty Small as well. That was Carlos Abril and Amelia Rose there with Distance, which I'm absolutely loving at the moment. So that's all coming up. Plus, after the news, I've got my classic track of the day. Who is it going to be? Oh, Michelle, who is it going to be? Said no one.
You're listening.
You're listening to Eat My Brunch on Phoenix FM.
I absolutely love local radio. It is the best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. So stay tuned.
I love local radio because it's radio and it's local.
There's another classic going up for the news. Here's Van Morrison, Brown Eyed Girl. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Here with Eat My Brunch from 10 through to 1 weekdays.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. Down in the hollow, playing a new game. Laughing and running, hey, skipping and jumping. Thumping you.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.
From the